Where's the gavel? Oh, no. A coup while I've been gone. We don't have any pre-gavel? We no pre-gavel stuff, right? Okay. Good morning. Welcome to the chambers of the Portland City Council. We're glad that you're here. Today is Wednesday, July 11th, 2012. It's 9:30 a.m. City Council come into session. Carla, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Did you enjoy the week off?
I did.
You did?
Well, I had a few days.
You only had a few days off?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Would you please call the roll?
Saltzman?
Here.
Leonard? Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Adams?
Here. Quorum is present, so we will proceed. Beginning with communications, can you please read the title for item number 788?
Request of Mary Eng to address council regarding make housing a human right and gender equity now.
Mary Eng?
I hope you guys had a great...
You can just hand it to the clerk.
Well, yeah.
You can just hand it to the clerk. That's our protocol. So if you have handouts for the city council, just please give them to the council clerk and she'll give them to us.
Hello, I'm here today to talk about the homeless crisis and gender equity. Surely the homeless crisis in Portland deserves more than 1.5 minutes, as does gender equity. What I'd love to propose for the Portland government is to express a lot of leadership in our country. I brought you handouts about some different kinds of housing alternatives, like the Million Program in Sweden, which built very sufficient, beautiful housing for the entire population, where homelessness is considered a crime against humanity. I also brought for you issues pertaining to rape. Rape is an issue which faces homeless women, and sentencing women to a life on the streets is sentencing them to unfair risks which involve crimes against their person and their dignity. The humanity of homeless women is something you should address. I also brought for you the Rio 20's gender and equity outcome in terms of what the Norwegian government is looking at. I brought you examples of the gender equality page from Norway because I think this is a very strong point of leadership in this part of the country, and we could do a lot more to express to the city what we are doing to have women involved in our government. And this becomes a very strong point of leadership for young women so that they can go grow up knowing that their government cares. I also brought Nicholas Kristof's article, Is Rape Serious? Because with the incredible domestic violence crisis we're facing with this economy, as well as rape crises on the streets of Portland, it's very important to look at what's going on with the criminological aspects of the DNA evidence, which it was found that New York City and Los Angeles were failing to assess DNA evidence that was taken at Great Invasion to rape victims' persons. So I want a full accountability and publishing of that information for the city of Portland, what we are doing in terms of rape crisis, and what our commitment is to rape victims. And then I also brought for you some beautiful religious material regarding the Los Angeles Catholic workers who do a lot of activism with the ACLU in Los Angeles on homelessness. So that could be very inspiring, but I think nothing short of full housing rights for all human beings is ethical at this time. I hope you enjoy that, and I thank you so much for this opportunity to speak, and I hope you will encourage other people to speak, because I think it's very hard to do this, but I think women need visions of power, and they need beautiful people like Amanda Fritz supporting us so we can show that we're very committed to gender equality. In Norway in the 80s, they provided quotas as a temporary measure, and what they found is that the possibility for the human mind to conceive of women as fully human was really expanded, and they didn't even need to renew the quotas because people became so accustomed to women in positions of leadership, and they're doing very positive things in boards. What if we said, like Norway, we will not have a boardroom which enforces systemic discrimination and say we'll have 50% equality, otherwise your government subsidy is cut off. That would be really novel. Thank you, guys.
Can you please read the title for item number 789?
Request of G. Buddy Berku to address council regarding street performing with amplified electrical sound.
Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning.
If I'd known there would be so many of my Indian brothers and sisters, I would have worn my ribbon shirt, my Yakima ribbon shirt here. I learned just about everything I know, if I know anything at all, about music from my native wife up in the Flathead and Indian Reservation. At any rate, welcome. Music is how I communicate. It's how I connect with other people, my neighbors and friends. I've been doing this here in Portland for 11 years. Should this make me a target for elimination or banishment to the wilderness? Through music as a vehicle, I try to get people just like you to feel something, to hopefully, for just even a few precious moments, form a bond between us. Does this make me dangerous? How is this threatening? And yet on the 13th of June, without warning, on the 10th of Yamhill, my instrument and my battery pack was confiscated by the Portland police. That was quite an escalation of enforcement. I am not the enemy of the law enforcement. I'm here to express concerns, however, for my safety. To go on record to affirm I am a friend to both private and public sectors. I believe we can work together. I trust to come to a mutually beneficial place where all our contributions, be it city planning, law enforcement, or entertaining children and adults, tourists, and native Oregonians are validated and affirmed, where I don't have to feel like it's me against you or us against them. Because we have music, the great equalizer, it's what soothes the savage beasts in us all. This is, if nowhere else, a place we have in common. Let's preserve and focus on our similarities and not put a spotlight on what we don't share in common. I am here to work toward this goal. Thank you, Council. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Can you please read the title for item number 790?
Request of Colonel Moses to address Council regarding moral leadership crisis and what you can do.
All right. Can you please read the title for item number 791?
Request of Felicia Williams to address Council regarding South Park Blocks Lou.
Good morning. Welcome.
So my name is Felicia Williams. I'm the chair of the board of directors of the Downtown Neighborhood Association, and my board is split pretty evenly. Half of them like me to talk about things that they're unhappy about, and the other half prefers to do fun stuff. I like fun stuff. So instead of the Lou, I'd rather talk about National Night Out. Our event is going to be on August 7th in the South Park blocks next to PSU. We're expecting approximately 750 people, could get as high as 1,000, so it's going to be a pretty big turnout. And I also want to give a special thanks to the ONI staffers who have been helping us to organize this. They've done an outstanding job. We have the usual suspects playing. Some of you might be familiar with them. They're not the Blues Brothers, but I hear that they do like to drive around in cop cars. And we're also hoping to get an encore presentation of Mustang Sally from Commissioner Leonard. We have great, great photos from some of our previous events of Mayor Adams, Commissioner Fritz, and Commissioner Leonard. And we actually will be using all of the photos from our National Night Out events in our calendars. So we brought you copies of those so you can see them. Hope you enjoy them. We also want to send a special thanks to Commissioner Saltzman for your work on the Children's Levy. We have a lot of grandparents and parents in downtown, and they really appreciate the work that you've done with that. Commissioner Fish, the board of directors, has instructed me to extend a formal invitation to meet with us. So whenever it's convenient for you, we'd really like to have a sit down and discuss a lot of the things that happen in downtown. Your bureaus have a very large footprint in our area, and there's a lot of opportunities available to us. So I believe you have my contact information. Please feel free to email me or the board. And I would also like to thank you again for your time and hope that you do join us for National Night Out. You might end up in our calendar next year.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your leadership. Appreciate it. Can you please read the communications, item 792?
Request of Crystal Ilinski to address Council regarding Port of Portland.
So, ma'am, I need you to take your place at the table, and you can do that afterwards. So we've got a whole room full of people.
Am I on?
Waiting, yes.
All right. Oh, wait, I want to take this. Give this one over here. So we have a mass suicide going on in front of City Hall right now.
You can take your seat, please.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. My name is Crystal Elinsky, and I represent 10,000 people. I'm very lucky to be able to be here, and as I said last time, I have the distinct pleasure of arriving or leaving Portland every Wednesday. So I will make it effort, like I did years in the past, on a regular basis, to let you know that the homelessness issue is still a major problem. I came to your offices in person on the 19th day of Cameron Witten's hunger strike, which was the last day before he had physiological damage occurs the very next day. And I was not happy with the reaction I got from your offices, from your staff, or you in person. I passed out information about Palestinians because there is a huge hunger strike going on in Palestine now. And I'm sure some of you have heard it in the news because it is so dire. When people start having a hunger strike, that means there are problems. There are huge problems. And when I came here 5 years ago, when I was homeless, I saw that. I don't have to give you statistics of how bad it is here. We are not giving our youth the chance to succeed and be a part of our society. I'm spending half of my summer with small children, and I can get concepts across to them much easier than I can to many people in City Hall. And I don't understand how it is we can let our children suffer like this when they have no promise if they graduate, if they're not going to end up in the prison system, our prison system. I've been in it. It's horrible. And the Sitlight Ordinance, you had the City Hall full of 100 and some odd people all testifying, not only that they didn't want that anymore, that it's unconstitutional in 3 district courts, but that we have other ideas. Yes, yes, we have other ideas. And it was all very clear to me when during a break at one of these points, when I was a cable reporter, that one of you told me that Portland Business Alliance would not like this if we got rid of it. And I said, well, you know, why don't you send them to us? Well, now we have the Occupy, there is no more excuse. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. We'll now consider the consent agenda. I'd like to send item 805 back to my office. Can you please read the title for 805?
Authorized acquisition of a vehicle for use by Portland Police Bureau.
So done. Any other item to pull from the consent agenda?
796 was requested.
Thank you. Can you read the title for 796?
Enact item number 11 of the public sidewalk management plan by creating a pilot program to test a way to better manage the concentration and placement of publication boxes located on public sidewalks.
All right, that's been pulled. All right. Unless I hear otherwise, please call the vote on the consent agenda.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard? Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Consent agenda is approved. We'll now consider the time certain resolution, item number 793. Would you please read the title?
Formalize governmental relationship with tribal government partners and establish government-to-government consultation agreements.
Co-sponsoring this with Commissioner Amanda Fritz. Commissioner Amanda Fritz.
Good morning. We are honored to have many tribal government partners joining today in this historic resolution. It is indeed an exciting, and I'll say it again, historic day. The city has a long history of working with our tribal government partners on a variety of issues. Our outreach, though well-intended, has not always appropriately reflected the relationship we wish to share with our tribal government partners. This resolution marks a significant change as we begin to give structure and shape to those relationships. I'm looking forward to learning from our partners about how best to build our relationship. This resolution sets that process in motion. Mayor Adams.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Fritz. It's an honor to co-sponsor this resolution, and it's an honor to have the leadership of a number of sovereign tribal nations to join with us today. If I could have the chair of the Confederated Tribes of Tsleil-Waututh, the chair of the Confederated Tribes of Grand Ronde, please come up, the chair of Nez Perce Tribe, and the chair of the Umatilla Tribe, please come forward. And then we also have the vice chair from the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs Reservation. If you would all please come forward. Did I miss anybody? This resolution is important so that the work that we have made together over the years continues and grows. We recognize that we have a unique responsibility to work with our tribal government partners to make sure that treaty rights, federal trust responsibility, and Native American culture and religious beliefs are not just preserved but enhanced in the city of Portland. We know our work with you to improve the natural and cultural resources of the confluence of the Willamette and the Columbia River is a very sacred and important responsibility for this city government. We have worked hard over the years to establish those partnerships, but we know that we have much work to do to improve upon that good work. Put forward today creates the formal, starts the process of creating the formal process partnerships that does not rely on any one individual sitting in any position of leadership. This is part and parcel with the Portland Plan, which is the strategic plan for the city that the City Council approved earlier this year. It prioritizes prosperity, health, education, and equity. And these are the four core values that we will pursue in deepening our relationships and partnerships with our tribal government partners. So we are really pleased that you are here today, and we'd welcome providing you an opportunity to, for any of you to say a few words. You're usually not yeah, I was going to say.
Good morning. This is truly a pleasure to be here. Good morning to the council, to the commissioners, and to you, Mayor Adams. It's a pleasure to be here. I want to welcome everyone to the homelands of the Confederated Tribes of Grand Ronde. Thank you for being here and for listening to what is being said over a course of a few years, that the importance and the support of this resolution that we give is very moving and meaningful. There have been times that we have sometimes felt like we were on the periphery of what was happening here, but thank you, Council and Mayor, for standing by us and for listening to us. And a few years ago, this was only an idea that this event would take place. And we're very pleased that it's happened here today. It's clear to me that when we're dealing with honorable people, as well as being respectful, that things do happen. Hopefully for the future of all of us, tribal leaders, as well as the great city of Portland, that we would be able to move forward and forge many other relationships. I think that the thing that the bond that holds us together is really the earth on which we walk, and that sustains us. I personally have great concern over the way that our earth is being treated. I'm very concerned because this is what sustains all of us. Food doesn't come from outer space. It comes from here, this earth that we live on. And if we don't take care of it, there's disaster for all of us. So by joining together to look at ways of cleaning up our great rivers, our mighty rivers, our highways that we have here that Native people refer to, we're doing a great thing for the future generations of all of our people. So I'm here today to lend support and say that this is a great thing that's being done here today. I thank you for your thoughtfulness and your consideration, and that the bonds will certainly grow stronger through the gesture that's being made here today. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Would anyone else like to say a few words, Madam Chair?
Sure. I too would like to thank the city for this invitation. It's the first one we've received ever. Been in the building for many other reasons in the past, but it is a pleasure to meet with you today and to be recognized and recognizing the sovereignty of the tribes and having our fellow tribal chairs here is really an honor. We have an office here in Portland that provides services to our tribal members. We have about almost 600 Siletz tribal members that live in the Portland metro area, and it's about 12% of our tribal population. So we have a great interest in what happens in Portland. We want to be part of what happens and part of the planning. Our office provides the same services that we provide out of our tribal office in Siletz. So we have an opportunity to do many things together, and we have actually done a lot of business and a lot of joint things. Cheryl mentioned the cleanup of the Willamette River. We've been working on that issue for about 12 years. It seems like a long time, but we have crossed many hurdles on the way, and so we look forward to the end result and helping to do our share in cleaning up the river. And I did bring a couple of gifts. I brought a tribal flag, and I thought it might be an opportunity for tribes to begin to fly their flags here at the city. And I also brought some cups that I will give to your assistant here to share with you. And I thank you for the invite. It's really an honor and a pleasure to be here with you and with the rest of the chairman.
But we will be happy to fly your flags.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair?
The block of wood moves, if you want to.
No, I'll just sit on the... close. I'd like to thank the mayor and the commission, council, for extending the invitation for me to be here on behalf of my people, the Nez Perce tribe, Nimiipuu, as we call ourselves. Our homeland is within a four-state area, and we like to think of Portland kind of as an adopted city, so to speak, of where a lot of us have been here, education times, back from the old BI relocation days when we had no choice, but we all came together here, and many tribes came together. And we found that we had a lot of common ground, and then have a lot of lifelong friends that are Portlanders. And it's always been a place that we felt welcome throughout the years, going to school here and then living here, working here. Now the effort on trying to restore something that's very dear and close to us, which is the fisheries. Encompasses not just salmon, but also sturgeon and particularly lamprey at the falls. And we've been very concerned during the course of the Portland Harbor issues and all those issues that surround that. And we've been kind of on the fringe of some of those activities starting out, but with the support of the Intertribal Fish Commission and a lot of our people that came down here and came together with whether Warm Springs or the Yakima tribes, we all did enjoy the ability of going out and seeking to restore, hopefully, a resource that we don't want to lose. So we're heartened by the progress that's being made. It may have been, as Dee indicated, it may have been 12 years, but it seems like it's been longer than that. But we still persist yet in looking at this as a place where we can come to, whether we're fishing on the Columbia, we're fishing on the Willamette. We've never been remiss in acknowledging the people here who are hopefully now going to be working very closely with us, or we with them, with you, on keeping the restoration activities alive and going forward so that our next generation of people are going to be able to enjoy the resources here and everything that Portland actually stands for. It's a beautiful city. It's one that I think reflects multicultures here, one that certainly reflects who we are as Native people. I would like to see probably more of an aggressive position made by the city and possibly by the county as far as working with the local tribes. And there are many things yet to do. And I think that we can provide the impetus of helping to do that, and we will continue to be involved. It is something that's very dear and close to us. So on behalf of the Nez Perce people and the tribe, I thank you.
Anyone else would like to say a few words?
Hello.
Yeah.
Lechmaitzki. Wenishas Achai. Tichum na Titait. Taich. Tiluxli. And Chiwana. Achai. Sidwisha. City Council. Mayor. Good morning. My name is Ron Supa. My Indian name is Achai, which means magpie. But I guess if I look back at the history between my nation and this city, this has been a multi-step process. And the evolution has taken some patience because sometimes we have different paradigms and different viewpoints, but it's good to come here today and witness an important event that happens. And I guess as sovereign nations, solutions are best made through collaborative processes. So I think it's good to see the city extend their hand and friendship. And we look forward to going back home from this place and visited with my tribal council about putting together a Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs consultation resolution so that we can strengthen what you guys are doing here today. Warm Springs has approximately 750 tribal members that live here for various reasons. And we appreciate the city for all of the efforts that they do and the services that they provide for our people. That much I wanted to say this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Would you like to say anything, Chief?
Morning. My name's Les Minthorn from Umatilla up in eastern Oregon. Just like to reflect on the intent here. As our young elders in our longhouse talk about relationships, it all started, you know, when the world was new. And you had to have relationships then to survive. And I think in various forms, you still have to have relationship today. And the idea of having a government-to-government relationship is very good. And we're always respectful of those who know how to take care of the earth and the land and the resources, and those who know how to gather their foods and feed others. And so we're mindful of our responsibility to develop these relationships with our natural habitat, the animals, the air, the fish, the water, all of those things that we all depend upon. And for our elders, that was their food chain and survival dependent upon it. And so today, in the high-tech world that we live in, we're still dependent upon relationships in one form or another. And we work very hard not to destroy or break any promises that we've made, not overpromise, and certainly not to burn any bridges. And so our position in tribal government has changed over the years from being on defense to more a cooperative approach. And so your actions here today to extend an invitation to participate is nice. I like that. And so as we develop our relationships in the federal government, the state government, and cities, and our neighborhoods around us, we're very mindful that we now have a unique responsibility that goes beyond our tribal borders. And so I'm thankful from our nation at Eastern Oregon that we would like to have more dialogue relating to this government-to-government relationships with the city. Thank you so much, Mayor and Councilman. That's all.
Thank you very much, all of you.
Thank you, each of you esteemed leaders, for being here today and for gracing us with your comments. This resolution is an important first step in formalizing our government relationships with you and other tribal sovereigns. In acknowledging the sovereignty of your nations, we express the city's commitment to government-to-government consultation and the need for appropriate protocols. The details of what consultation will look like will be determined individually through conversation and negotiation with each tribal government. These agreements, in turn, will inform the city's internal protocols and procedures. We will work internally with each city bureau in achieving a consistent message and means of communication about our mutual issues of concern. I view these agreements as statements of trust by both parties about how the city will address substantive issues for tribal governments and the city. I hope these government-to-government conversations will lead to deeper understanding of each government by us and by our communities, of our shared governance issues, and that they will result in mutually agreed upon solutions. We will want to have these conversations with each tribe, and we'll be setting up individual meetings with each tribal chair to discuss how we move forward. Thank you again for honoring us all today by joining together in this resolution.
Thank you very much. Carla, has anyone signed up to testify?
No one else signed up.
All right, then would you please call the vote on the resolution?
Saltzman?
Well, I feel honored as a member of the City Council to be here on this important historic day. The eloquence of your words lets us all know why you're tribal leaders. And I think that it is a historic moment because, as was said, some of you have never been inside City Hall before. And so it's great to have you here, and I appreciate the leadership of the mayor and Commissioner Fritz to further our further good working relationships between the city and the nine tribes in Oregon. And you know, God knows the past treatment of tribes by this country, by this state, has been atrocious. And it's an opportunity here for us to forge positive, good working relationships based on mutual respect that will honor not only our past, but also recognize the foibles of that past and work to move forward and have good working relationships. So I'm very honored to be here today. I'm honored that you are all here. I'm pleased to support this resolution. Aye.
Leonard?
I agree. It is an honor to have each of you here, and I'm honored to vote for this.
Fritz. Mayor Adams noted that this resolution sets city policy regardless of who are sitting in these chairs, and indeed it does. I know Chairwoman Kennedy and I both hope that we will be able to continue our elected relationship as time moves forward. I thank each of you and each of your staff for the work that you have done in bringing forward this resolution, and each of you for traveling, Chairman Whitten, for a very long way to be with us today. Also thank Roy Samsel and the PSU Institute for Tribal Government. Unfortunately, Roy was called out of town and was unable to be with us today, but he has, as we all know, been a wonderful communicator and helper. Thank you, too, to Stephanie Mendoza-Gray and the City's Office of Government Relations for their help in today's event and the development of this important resolution. Warren Jimenez and Jana Papa, I'm getting it, Papa F. Thimiu of the Mayor's Office, and Milena Malone and Rick Bastach of my staff, as well as Patty Howard, have been very important in developing this resolution. Chairman Whitman referred to the Superfund site and the harbor cleanup, and the Office of Healthy Working Rivers and I, all of our staff, are very committed to cleaning up our mighty rivers and celebrating the health of the Willamette and the Columbia Rivers as time moves forward. Thank you for your partnership in all of these endeavors, and thank you so much for being here today. I'm very honored to vote aye.
Fish.
First, I would like to acknowledge that a distinguished member of our Portland School Board is here, Matt Morton, and we welcome Matt to our deliberations. And my colleagues have all said that you bring great honor to us through your presence. I will join with them in saying that. Chair Kennedy, when I assumed the responsibility of the commissioner in charge of the Parks Bureau, you were kind enough to extend an invitation to come meet with you and other tribal elders to begin the process of deepening our relationship. And what struck me about our early meetings was learning more of the history, not just the traditions of powwows on public lands and in park spaces, or the desire to reclaim history through interpretive signs and other important markers in our public spaces, but developing procedures and protocols for us to work out long-range plans and how we do that. It was not entirely clear after I met with you a number of times what that path forward was, and I give immense credit today to Commissioner Fritz and Mayor Adams for laying out the vision for how we are going to proceed with all of our distinguished tribes to formalize that relationship. And whether it has to do with Superfund or our parks or any aspect of mutual concern, this gives us an opportunity to further deepen the relationship, the mutual understanding, and for us to learn from you. So thank you again for honoring us today with your presence. Someone mentioned the county earlier. I hope that this inspires the county to enter into a similar agreement with you. And again, I thank the mayor and Commissioner Fritz for bringing this forward. It's an honor to support this resolution. Aye.
Adams.
I remember my first day coming to City Hall, and that's when the front door was our back door, and the back door is now our front door. And I remember it was after I'd already taken a job up here to serve as the campaign manager for Vera Katz, and coming most immediately from Salem. And I remember walking to the back of City Hall, which is now the front, and seeing that there is this big, beautiful stone boulder sitting in the backyard of City Hall, and it clearly was a Native American artifact. And it had, if I recall correctly, a plaque on it that said something about donated to the city of Portland from some railroad whose name I can't remember. And I remember thinking, my goodness, this is inappropriate. especially when I looked into the history of it and found that the railroad had exappropriated it and given it to the city of Portland without the permission of the tribal nation on which it was taken. It was taken in 1910. It had sat on the grounds of City Hall for 86 years, and no one had raised the question if it had been given to us by a tribal nation, and in fact, it had not. Mayor Vera Katz at the time repatriated it in consultation with Umatilla, Grand Ronde, Warm Springs, and a number of other tribal nations, and I think it is now in the Warm Springs Museum, if I recall correctly.
but it has been returned, and it's part of a cultural return to the cultural heritage of where it came. So the city has come, I think, a long ways since then, but we know we have a long ways to go. And I want to thank Commissioner Fritz and her team, Warren Jimenez, who is my chief of staff and a member of the Chumash Nation of Central California Coast, and Jana on my staff, and everyone that's been part of this resolution. This resolution at its core says we're no longer going to rely on the state or federal government for our relationship with the tribal nations in the Pacific Northwest, that our relations will be direct, and that our relations will be respectful and inclusive. We recently established the Office of Equity and Human Rights, and the work to put these words into action will be coordinated by the Office of Government Relations and by the Office of Equity and Human Rights. So we mean this, and we know we have a lot of work to do. So we really thank you for honoring us with your presence today. And I am pleased to vote aye. Congratulations. May we get a photograph with all the chairs and the city council?
There are four people that back to his office.
You're doing great. Yeah. Can you get us all in here? Just turn them in.
Okay. I learned my lesson.
I couldn't believe when I came to City Hall. All right, that gets us to yours.
That was great.
Yeah, that was great. Good work. We're going to take a just a quick 5-minute break, and we'll be back at 20 past.